We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bruins strapped their first game on home ice this season at TD Garden last night to the Vegas Golden Knights. We're going to talk now to Andrew Raycroft, who is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around food, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Brennan's Smoke Shop, the very best smoke shop in Massachusetts and now in New Hampshire. Brennan's, after 30 years expanding into tax-free Hudson, New Hampshire. And Razor joins us now on the Harbor One Hotline. Andrew Raycroft, thank you so much for joining us. First question I have for you, those first 26 minutes of the game last night, what issues did you see rear their ugly heads, and which ones should we be actually concerned about for this team long-term this season?
Well, I don't think there's really any long-term lingering issues. I think last night, the 26 minutes, we saw mistakes actually happen. They actually weren't perfect for one of those teams, especially at home. I think the one lingering mistake, and it's been, and Montgomery talked about it this afternoon, is that pass to the middle. And teams are starting to adjust against the Bruins. The Pastrnak no-look pass to the middle of the ice. He referenced Tampa Bay doing a similar job against them in the neutral zone. So they'll make adjustments and they'll find ways to get through the neutral zone in a different way. They can't make blind passes up the middle as the season goes on. But nothing that hasn't happened to every other team throughout the NHL over the last. They just didn't show up on time. And I think they showed more of their will in coming back than anything else.
Yeah, Razor, that's what I kind of took from that game is just, you know, like they're down 0-3 and then they find a way to come back and tie that up. So it's just like, you know, if you're thinking in advance, like what's it really going to take to beat this team in the playoffs? I would be more scared of this team after that come from behind shootout win, loss than in any win that they've had this whole season.
I think so. I agree with you completely. And I think that, and it was also a game that really didn't matter to them either, right? Like it wasn't like it was do or die or to put them away. So yeah, I have the same feeling. I think that just enforced how hard of an out this team is going to be all season long, and down one goal, down two goals. There's going to be a couple nights they get blown out, but they really aren't out of any game at any time, and I think they're proving that their mental strength and just the character as a group isn't going to allow them to be out of any game. So yeah, they're playing one of the best teams in the league. We heard about it nonstop. They're down 3-0, but they're never out of it.
Yeah, it's maybe a bold take, though, but it reminds me of the 2007 Patriots, that team that went undefeated. Now, I know they're not going to go undefeated. There's too many games in hockey, but just that, like, even when you thought things were terrible, they don't freak out, they don't panic, they just handle it, and they have so much skill.
No, it's wild, and I think I wasn't here in Boston for that, but watching from afar that Patriots, the similarities are similar in that it's going to be hard to criticize this group or talk about lingering effects all season long, because really it comes down to what they do in the playoffs and who's going to beat them in the playoffs, because I don't see this team being complacent. They're not going to fall off a cliff, and they're just going to keep getting better. So in the season comparison or in the team, it does feel like a Patriots season already, where it's like, well, they're going to get 14 wins, maybe 13, but you know, they're first round bye and see what happens in the playoffs. That's what it feels like with this Bruins already.
Razor, obviously it was an emotional reunion for Bruce Cassidy last night, coming back to Boston, said he got choked up. There's been a lot of talk and rumors, I guess, flying around about his relationship with some of the veterans, with some of the younger players, guys who left or retired and then came back after he was gone. It's pretty well documented. What did you think of all the pageantry that was sort of there, and what did you think of kind of the dynamic of Vegas getting off to such a hot start with Cassidy behind the bench there?
Yeah, I think they certainly got a bump. They've been on the road for a while, and the team also got a bump not having two of their best players in the lineup as well. So other guys stepped up, and I think they got some motivation from the fact that Jack Eichel was a last-minute scratch, and the other players stepped up for that. But certainly, you can get a bump from having your coach go back into a building. I think it was much more of a bump for the Vegas Golden Knights and Bruce, what it was with the Bruins. I didn't think the Bruins were that emotionally invested in it as much as Vegas was, and certainly as much as Bruce Cassidy was. So
you don't think Jake DeBrusk wanted to go out there and kick Cassidy's ass?
No, I don't think so. No. I think he's pretty happy that, and I would assume, you know, might feel like he won out, that he's the one who got the contract for a couple of years, and he's still in Boston. So the players always are the ones that end up winning out in these situations, if you want to, you know, to the personal level. But it was well done. I thought, you know, just enough. I don't think Bruce Cassidy needed a 5-minute standing ovation, but he got his tribute video. He did a good job over 6 years, and now it'll be move on time, because we won't see him again for at least 12 months.
So because we won't see him again for quite a while, do you get any sense, or have you heard anything about whether Cassidy has switched up some of his tactics with his Vegas players? There were just, you know, so many rumors and reports and everything about his communication issues with some of the players in Boston when he was here.
I haven't talked to anybody in Vegas, but wait, no, I think here in Boston, it was more the fact that it was 6 years. I think any time you deal with a coach for 6 years in pro sports, it's a really long time. The shelf life in the NHL is 2 or 3 years. And to make it 6 years, I think it was more that than the actual communication on a nightly basis. I think it was just a matter of being 6 years and hearing a voice and needing to change it up. So I think Bruce will do a great job for a few years, but he is a personality. He can be demanding, and nowadays to get 6 years out of a guy like that is a lot.
Hey, so listen, I've been getting a lot of heat over here on the show for a bag that I bought, okay, way back, like, you know, 50 years ago when I was in the league. Did you ever purchase like a Louis Vuitton like luggage, or do you ever have a spree on like what Mego calls it, designer luggage? Did you ever buy one of those?
I didn't go full designer luggage, but my wife certainly was a recipient of a few bags over the years.
Well, it's got to be you.
That's
totally
different.
It's got to be you. What were you carrying around?
I have a Louis duffel bag.
There you go.
/ like the one you can throw your clothes in for a 2-day trip.
Same one I have.
It's
cheap.
It's even permeated the NHL.
How about gaiters? You ever wear gaiters?
No, I didn't do the gaiters. I didn't have enough style for the gaiters, but I should have. I wish I had have bought it. Like, I do look back. I should have indulged on the gaiters and a few other things. But no, guys rock the. Everyone's got Louis Vuitton luggage now. It's like, if you had done it when I played, it would have, like, somebody would have cut it up or something, you know? Like, those were different times. If a young guy showed up with a Louis bag in an NHL locker room, guys would not be happy
at
all. Yeah. Different time. Now everyone, now you have Louis bags, so it's different.
Man. There you go. See?
Young kid.
He's just like Razor. He's just like all of us.
Yeah, just like all of us.
Just like
all
of us.
Our Louis luggage. All right.
I have a Jan Sports.
Yeah, man of the people. Christian Fourier, man of the people.
I've got a sweet LL Bean bag that I can bring
with my
you.
Initials on.
I got a Jan Sport also.
It's monogrammed.
Mine is from Pottery Barn. I stole it from my son. It's got my initials on it.
Razor, thank you so much for joining us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.